With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Native Americans, with their oral tradition, are now making their mark as fiction writers. Novelist Thomas King is part Cherokee.
Indians have been writing since the late 1800s, but there really hasn't been a kind of explosion of that writing, particularly in fiction, drama, and poetry, until after 1969.
That year, Scott Momaday won a Pulitzer Prize for his novel, House Made of Dawn.
Boom, Leslie Silko, Jim Welsh, Louise Erdrich, Gerald Visner, Ruby Slipperjack. Suddenly there's a great kind of an explosion.
Thomas King says the earliest book by a Native American was published in the 1850s, but books written by Indians were rare for the next 100 years.
You have one that's published in the 20s, you have one that's published around 1900, you have just a handful, three or four, that are published in the 30s. A couple published in the 50s.
Well, now there's a proliferation of Native American writers, King says most focus their work on the present rather than the past.
There are hardly any Native writers who do historical material. Just little bits and pieces here. Most all of us write about contemporary issues.
Thomas King's recent novel, Green Grass, Running Water, is the story of five Canadian Blackfoot Indians and how they try to reconcile their lives with the old ways. All the while, four ancient Indians who may have been around since creation drift in and out of the plot, trying to make the modern world right.
They make it better. Sometimes it gets worse. They really don't have much control over exactly what happens, which is true with oral creation stories, too. There aren't any omnipotent deities, for the most part, in oral creation stories.
Houghton Mifflin published Green Grass, Running Water by Thomas King. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. The recent novel by Thomas King, Green Grass, Running Water, focuses in part on the land rights of Native Americans.
And the concern over Native land rights and sovereignty and, you know, who controls Indian land is probably one of the biggest issues, and it's an issue that affects me and that affects my writing.
Thomas King, who is part Cherokee, wanted his novel to be a kind of history lesson.
Well, the title itself comes from some of the treaty language that promised that these treaties would be in effect as long as the grass is green and the waters run.
The novel is about five Indians in Alberta, Canada, and how their lives intertwine. In the book is a cafe which has daily specials that play off a joke about Indians eating dogs.
They tell all the tourists that it's dog meat, Black Labrador to be exact.
Running through the novel is a typical Western movie on TV with John Wayne and Richard Widmark, along with Indians charging across a river, the cavalry galloping over a rise.
I have no idea if John Wayne and Richard Widmark ever appeared in a movie like that together. But it doesn't make any difference, because they could have.
The movie epitomizing Indian cliches and stereotypes. Thomas King says fiction by Native writers is breaking down those stereotypes.
How can you be a real Indian if you drive cars and if you speak English and if you are a university professor and if you do all of these things that are patently non-Indian? And the answer, of course, is that being Indian isn't a profession. It's who you are.
Houghton Mifflin published Green Grass, Running Water by Thomas King. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Thomas King was in his late 40s when he published his first novel, Medicine River.
And I was doing other things, traveling around the countryside, trying to figure out what I wanted to do when I grew up.
Thomas King, part Cherokee, part Greek and German, taught Native studies for 10 years in Alberta, Canada, where he played basketball on an all-Native team. He began writing stories about his teammates.
I wrote three short stories about the same set of characters, and when I finished the third short story, I said, hey, you know, maybe I've got a novel here. Maybe I could just try to shoot for that. And so that became Medicine River.
Medicine River was published to good reviews in 1990, and King has followed it with Green Grass, Running Water, also set in Canada and also centered around a group of modern Blackfoot Indians. Central to the story is a traditional Indian sun dance, which is more than a spiritual ceremony.
It is that communal moment where Indian people, in this novel at least, come together. Put the differences aside and come together as an ethnic group, as a cultural group.
When Thomas King was growing up in a small Northern California town, nobody paid much attention to his mixed blood. But King says there was a division in his hometown.
It's really divided up into two sections. One is where the ethnic people more or less live, and the other section was where anybody who wasn't ethnic lived. One side was poor and one side was rich, and it was very easy to keep track of people in that town because the railroad tracks truly did divide it up.
The recent novel by Thomas King, Green Grass, Running Water, takes its place with modern fiction by Native Americans, published by Houghton Mifflin. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.